This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. There is a lot to talk about. Josh Vernier joins us on the show. Hey, Vern.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Vern, we appreciate you coming on. We started with the Royals today with simply saying they had to at least split with the Detroit Tigers. Today, if we were talking about them losing a series and being 2-5 coming back home, our outlook on this is very different. All we're asking this team to do is to sort of tread water until they get healthier. They did what they had to do on this road trip.
Yeah, there's no question, but there's no rest for the weary. I mean, you're coming home and facing a bona fide American League lineup. 1-6, this Chicago team can, and especially with this even more juiced baseball that we're apparently going to watch in 2020, this White Sox team can mash. You have them at home for three. You play a four-game home-and-home with the Cubs, and then you got 10 of the next 14 against the best offense in the American League and the Minnesota Twins. So, yeah, they did the, you hate to say bare minimum, but they did what they had to do to extend the season by another week.
Right now we're talking to Josh Vernier. We were just talking about Brady Singer. How impressed have you been with him? And would you say that it's too early to consider him to be their number one pitcher?
Yes, too early, because when I crown someone as their number one pitcher, the rules change as far as what I expect, what I demand, demand in quotes, as much as a fan or a media member can demand. Like Danny Duffy, I put that entire loss on him the entire night. He's the one, even though Ian Kennedy, yes, gave up the home run that turned out to be the difference, the two free passes from Danny Duffy, that to me lost you the game, whether it's salary, tenure with the team, ability, knowledge. Danny Duffy has the edge on Brady Singer when it comes to all of those things. But as far as how impressed I've been, it's really a continuation of what the young man has shown since he showed up in this organization. He's not robotic. He has a personality. But he's just so far beyond his years from a maturity level, not only on the field, but also in front of the cameras, in front of the microphones. The guy is, again, as polished as any rookie pitcher I've been around, even more polished than Justin Verlander was when I covered that 06 Tigers team. I mean, he liked to cut it up a little bit more. He seemed to enjoy being the big leaguer a little bit more. Brady Singer's about his business. That shows on the field, and it shows in interactions with him.
Vern, from talking to people in the Royals organization, what's the ceiling for Brady Singer? Because I feel like what we do in Kansas City is whatever the Royals sort of tell us, this is the next prospect to watch, we get really excited. He then performs well in a couple of starts, and then we start thinking that he can be this ace or this legitimate number one. Based on what you've seen, based on conversations, what's a realistic ceiling for Singer?
Two starts into his career, you hate to put too firm a ceiling on someone with his kind of talent and also his desire to improve. Ceiling, I'll say a multiple-time All-Star.
From Brady Singer last night, Vern, to Chris Bubich tonight, Bubich said that he was surprised when he got his name called to be the opening day starter. Why do you think that it was his name that got called to pitch tonight?
I think they like, obviously, the stuff, his command on both sides of the plate with a good fastball, a plus-plus changeup, an above-average curveball. The demeanor, again, all four of those first-round picks, they're all just interesting guys in that not a one of them has an aw shucks, can you believe I'm here attitude. Now, they're all respectful. They all acknowledge what they don't know and what they need to learn, but they're all very confident in their ability. It appears, and this really is the biggest question, is how comfortable are you with failure at the big league level and how do you bounce back from it? But Chris Bubich is, you know, he's a thinking man's pitcher, a lot of deception coming from the left side, a Stanford grad. I think why he got the edge over Daniel Lynch and Jackson Kowar is command, first and foremost, because Kowar and Lynch, I think, have the better stuff. But I don't know if they can step up on a big league mound right now and with a man 90 feet away from home plate, throw that 3-2 fastball for a strike on the black. And I think they believe Brady Singer and Chris Bubich can do that.
Yeah, the Royals, Vern, have proven that, especially this year, they'll bring up a dude. Like, even if he's not ready, because correct me if I'm wrong, Bubich, the highest level he's pitched at, right, is single A,
yeah.
And now he's going to pitch for the big league club tonight. I think I know your answer to this, but I'll ask because I can't be the only one that's curious. Would there be any chance they would bring up Bobby Witt Jr. this season?
Again, I hate to say 0% chance because we're playing in a pandemic, so I'll say 5% chance. And that 5% chance is a number of guys get COVID or a number of guys get injured. But no, look, Dayton Moore has been pretty forthright about this throughout the offseason. He said he would be aggressive with the young pitching, but whenever Bobby Witt's name comes up, there is a hesitation to acknowledge his ability as a full year professional because he's yet to do it.
Right now, we're talking to the Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a couple of more minutes. Let's talk about Adalberto Mondesi. He's been pressing early on this season. The Royals have kind of done some shuffling. What are you seeing from him?
Just that. He has a lot of, I mean, you know, at times we don't acknowledge the age or, you know, just the growing up process that we all went through when you're a guy that made his big league debut at 19, 20 years of age. We don't give you the breaks that we would a little brother or someone in your community at that same age. A lot like Yordano Ventura, a lot like Danny Duffy, when they make a mistake or let the team down, they overcompensate, and then that ultimately backfires even worse, and then it just tanks the entire day. You know, Yordano would go into his funk, and then he would come out of it, and he would be outstanding. Then his either competitiveness or his emotion would get the best of him, his teammates would get disappointed, and then he would go into another funk. I think Adalberto Mondesi is a lot like Yordano, a lot like Danny Duffy, where even Moose had some of this, where you just want to be such a good teammate. Everyone knows how good you are. They're expecting you to be good, and when you're not, you begin to press, and I think that's the kind of funk he opened up the season in. Let's hope that big night last night broke him out of it.
Vern, before you get out of here, so 20%, I'm sure you're acutely aware of this, that 20% of tonight's baseball games have been canceled. We're a week into the season. What letter grade would you give Major League Baseball based on the first week of this year?
I think that's unfair to give. I give the country, you know, a bad grade. So everyone within the country, most businesses, you know, are made up of those people that in society are making poor choices. But you know, I'm not going to dodge the question. I'll say
compared to other sports, and I know that the NBA just started last night and MLS has gotten underway now for a couple weeks, but it's felt like to me, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that baseball's plan from the get-go maybe wasn't as tightly sealed as some of the other sports.
I mean, literally, it's not as tightly sealed. You know? And I think that's what opens you up when you're traveling, when you're flying around the country, when you're not all staying in the same place. And I don't see how that would have been I guess maybe it would have been feasible in Florida or Texas. I don't know. I don't know if it would have been feasible to play Major League Baseball in a bubble because you can't play games outside in Arizona right now. You're going to have people keeling over.
Yeah.
Florida's the epicenter. I don't know if playing outdoor, I'm not sure. But baseball doesn't look as good as the NBA or MLS or the NHL, but I don't think it was possible for them to look as good.
Yeah.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier for a couple more minutes. The thing that I guess maybe is the most confusing with this is they've messed this thing up from the beginning. Now, if you could go back, if you could sort of rewind time, the game on Sunday involving the Marlins shouldn't have been played, and maybe we're not in this exact same situation because you and I, we've had this conversation a lot, both on and off the air, about positive tests, and baseball assumed those things were going to happen, but they were going to be able to push through it. But then today, when you see what's happening in St. Louis and two positive tests can now cancel baseball games, it makes me think, what are we doing here? Like, the plan was, once those things happen, to call up other players and let's keep things going. And now, 8 days into the baseball season, they're not even doing that.
Yeah, I mean, from the outset, it all kind of felt like, what are we even doing here? I mean, even some of the everyday stuff that we all partake in at times feels like, what are we really doing here? So, look, if they were going to go about this in the fashion that they are kind of forced to, if you can't go the bubble route, well, then you got to go the travel route. I feel like this was inevitable, and they'll never say it, but baseball knew that maybe our team would get took out, but it was worth it to push ahead because, you know, let's not get this. It's just solely about money, and that money is still there for them, so they're going to do all that they can to get money. If some of the thousandaires and millionaires get hurt along the way, so be it. I'm a billionaire and I want more money.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, joining us today on the show. A lot of news in Kansas City and around Major League Baseball. Vern, always good talking to you, my man. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.